One of the things I'm most interested in is, because you've had so many experiences in the development of the music over the last 40 years, what kinds of things would you like personally as a musician to be remembered for? When people come to the Smithsonian and they're listening to these tapes and they're making notes about your contributions and historically the things that you've done, what things would you like them to remember about what you felt was important about your life?
Well, the first thing I'd have to do is I'd have to go back and say, one of the things I would like for people to do first, before they start remembering, is for the disc jockeys to play my current albums and play the current albums and go back down rather than play the first albums that I ever did and come up, which they usually do. Whenever I go to a city and they're playing anything that I did, they're playing things that I recorded back when I first was with Chess Records, Argo Records, and they're playing the things that, I mean, they're me,
mm-hmm.
but it's me like 35, 40 years ago, you know, and I wish that they would play the more current things so people can see that I'm trying to practice and I'm trying to improve my musicianship. Now, what I would like people to remember me by is that I always tried to be honest musically. By saying being honest musically, I didn't play to satisfy people. I played to try to satisfy myself musically, which I never do, but I try to, and in that way, with myself, I'm being honest, and I'm giving you the best that I can give you. Also, I would like people to know that, like, I tried to have love in my heart, and I would like for it to come through the music,